Hi, is Paul there? Hi, is Paul on the phone? Hi, Paul, are you there?
Yes, hi, how are you?
Hi, this is Katie Sweeney. Very well, thank you. How are you?
Good, thanks.
Well, I want to thank you for calling in and get started by letting you know that I am an independent market researcher. I don't work for Vanguard. I don't work in financial services. I have my own little business, and what I do is talk to people for a living about all kinds of subjects. Sometimes I do that in person, sometimes like today over the phone. So I'm objective. I'm not judging or evaluating your responses in any way. I have no hidden agenda. I'm just here to ask you a few questions and listen to what you have to say. All
Okay.
right? Anything goes in our conversation. I tell people there's no wrong answer as long as it's your answer. By that I mean honest and about you. You are only representing yourself today, not others. I
Got
do want to let you know I'm recording our conversation. I do that as a backup in case I don't capture everything in my notes. And I have a note taker that's a member of my research team. They're listening in and they're taking notes as well, but they won't be part of the conversation.
Okay.
Everything you share with me today is confidential. Nothing will be attributed to your name in any way. When I'm done with all the interviews, I look at all the responses in aggregate. And if for whatever reason we get disconnected, just call back in on that same number and passcode, and we'll pick it up where we left off. All right?
Okay, great.
So I want to find out a little bit more about you. I want to confirm you're somewhere in the state of New York. I don't need to know the city or town, but you're in New York, correct?
Yes, that's correct.
And who else lives with you in your household, Paul, if anybody?
My wife and two children.
Okay, and how old are your kids?
13 and 7.
Okay. And you are working full time, is that correct?
Yes.
And you don't have to, and I ask that you not tell me the name of your employer for confidential reasons, but what is your occupation and what industry is that?
I'm a professor in higher education.
Okay. And what subject do you teach?
English.
All right. And how long have you been with the employer you're with right
This is
now?
my second year, so a little about a year and a half, let's say.
Okay. All right. And what we're going to be talking about today are financial services providers, specifically retirement plans. Rest assured that at no time will I ask you numbers or balances or amounts. I just want to let you know that. Do you have a retirement plan, like a, I guess, 403B or
Yes,
something
thank you.
with your current employer? And how long
Yes.
have you been enrolled in that plan?
I guess a year and a half since I've been here.
Okay. And did you contribute to that plan in this calendar year, 2016? All right. So in these types of conversations, I'd like to use fill-in-the-blank questions, and here's one of those questions. When thinking about my 403B with my current employer, I feel blank. How would you answer it?
Did this have to be one word?
It could be more than one word. Could be
Okay.
however you feel.
I guess somewhere between, I feel fine about the plan, but maybe a little sibling and anxious about financial future more broadly.
Okay, tell me what you mean by that.
I'm someone who worries about things, so I think I think the plan is good. I think I'm doing probably everything I need to do with it, but I'm the kind of person who still has a nagging feeling like, what if I get 30 years down the line and this doesn't work out?
Okay. All right. And do you look at that account, and I understand it's relatively new. How do you look upon it? Do you look upon it as a retirement account? Do you look upon it in another way?
I guess it's a retirement account. What other way would there be?
I talk to a lot of different people, and a lot of people look at it in different ways. Some look at it as a retirement account. Some people don't even think of it as for retirement. Some people think of it as
Okay.
something they're going to leave to their children, or, you know, or it's emergency money if they had to pull it out and would, so, and that's why, and I never want to assume something when I'm talking to, you know, someone, because I don't know you, so that's why I ask. Do you have other retirement accounts, either with former employers or those that you've rolled over or started yourself?
Yes, I do.
Can you give me the kind of how many accounts you have and where you have them, whether they're with former employers?
Sure. I think I have a 403B with a previous educational institution.
Mm-hmm.
And then before I was there and before I was in grad school, I was in the private sector and I have a 401K from there.
Okay. And have you kept both of those at the previous employers, or have you rolled them over? Yeah, okay. And do you know who manages them?
One is T. Rowe, and one is, hold on, I can look it up. Let's see.
TAA Cref, I'm sorry?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, and that's the one with from your former the educational institution you were with, and then T. Rowe was the one before, prior to grad school. Did I get that right?
Exactly.
All right. And so do you think of either one of those as your primary account, or do you look at all of your retirement accounts as kind of combined in your mind?
I think combined, but also the one I have now, you know, I imagine that I would be here more long-term than those other places. So kind of think of it that way.
Right. So the one that you we're going to talk about your current plan now, and I just want to confirm, does Vanguard manage that or someone else?
Vanguard.
Okay. You have a piece of paper. I know you have a computer because I hear you you looked that up, but do you have a piece of paper and a pen close by?
Sure, yes.
Okay. From time to time today, I'm going to be asking you to write things down. The reason I do that is I just want you to focus on your answer and think about it and write it down from your brain to the page without my interrupting you. So what you will have to do is tell me when you're done because I can't see you.
Okay.
So the first thing I want you to write down is in thinking about Vanguard, I want you to write down whatever your top of mind associations with Vanguard are. When you think about Vanguard, what comes to your mind? Just a stream of consciousness, perceptions, associations, images, attitudes, opinions, whatever comes to your mind, write down on paper. I'll give you a few moments and let me know when you're done.
Okay. Okay, I think I'm
set. All right, so share with me what you wrote down.
I wrote down money. The ship logo is definitely something that signifies in my mind. The maroon color, and I know that I pretty regularly get I have a kind of a sense memory of the mailings and statements I get from you guys paper wise.
Mm-hmm.
That's something that pops to mind.
Okay. All right. And now, do you have any other accounts with Vanguard or just this retirement account?
Just that one.
Okay. And prior to signing up a year and a half ago for this account, had you had any relationship or a knowledge of them or association with them of Vanguard?
I knew of the company. Mm-hmm. But I don't think I've had an account or done any, in-depth looking at them.
Okay. All right. And you never had accounts there before?
No.
Okay. All right. So how do you interact with Vanguard? How do they communicate with you? How do you communicate with them?
I get paper mailings from them. I think I get emails. And, you know, but when I've been doing, I think most of the business I've done, which is fairly minimal so far, most of it's been over the phone.
Mm-hmm. So you have talked to them.
Yes.
When was the last, do you remember when the last time, it doesn't have to be a day, but, you know, how relatively how long ago you called them or they called you or, and
I called them this summer because I moved and wanted to update my address.
Okay. All right. And how did you find that experience, if you can remember it? I can't remember what I did yesterday, but.
I know the feeling. Good. Good customer service, quick, responsive, pretty good.
Okay. All right. Now, you're a fairly recent enrollee, and I speak to people who have been enrolled in their retirement plans, you know, for 20 years and those that joined 2 months ago. So for those that are more recent, like yourself, I'm going to ask the question about enrollment, but if you don't remember, that's fine. Can you tell me a little bit about the process of enrolling for this plan, how you did that, what you did versus your employer did, and whether it was manual or was it paperwork that you actually filled out, or how did that work? Do you remember?
I'm pretty sure it was paper documentation in, like, a new employee packet. We had, there's a new employee or new faculty orientation, and I remember filling that out as part of a lot of benefit stuff.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And then in terms of actually enrolling with Vanguard, did your employer do that, take that paperwork, and then enrolled you in that plan, or was it something you guys did together?
As I recall, they did. I mean, I remember just having to elect which of a couple providers and then what percentage and distribution. I mean, it was a pretty simple sheet as those things go, if I recall.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And then, yeah, that was it.
Okay. All right. And you said you get the paper, what, statements?
Yeah.
And how often do they come?
I guess monthly.
Okay. And remember, there's no wrong answer here as long as it's your answer, right? I said, do you open everything that comes from Vanguard? I don't know how much comes from them, but do you open all Vanguard mail or?
I do not, I have to confess. I think, or sometimes I will open it and see if it's like an urgent thing that requires action, whatever
mm-hmm.
that might be.
Right.
But it's usually just a statement or like, you know, like the fund prospectus.
Right.
So often those don't get looked at closely if they do get it.
Right. Okay. And you said, so the fund perspective, I understand. What about the statements you do open or you don't?
Sometimes, not always.
Right. Okay. Because?
In part time, in part, you know, not wanting to, you know, deal with it, like as a, you know, just, you know, it's anxiety producing. Is there enough money, et cetera, kind of the thing I was saying at the beginning.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, I missed the beginning of that sentence, something about production.
Oh, part of it is just you know, not always wanting to take or make the time.
Okay.
But part of it is, you know, the knowledge that it will make me, it will give me an opportunity to worry about how much.
I see.
How much money is or isn't in there.
Okay, so kind of the anxiety trigger.
Yeah, exactly.
Or potential for anxiety trigger. Right. All right. Now, I noticed you didn't mention really anything about their website. Have you been to Vanguard.com?
Yes, I have.
And,
not extensively.
And what have you been there for and done there, if anything?
I know I've looked up, you know, more up-to-date stuff about my account. My employer provides. You know, you can sit down with a financial planner from the different providers that they offer and talk with them. So I'm looking up things to kind of bring in information to that person. I probably went there to do the change of address, or at least to find a number for the change of address.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So far, that's been about it.
All right. Going back to the financial planners, that's something that your employer offers, a service that your employer offers that you've taken advantage of in the year and a half you've been there?
Yes.
And so you needed information. And what information did you provide them that you got on the website?
Just balances in different, you know, a bunch of different accounts, but Vanguard being one of them.
Okay. You also mentioned that you've gotten emails from them. Do you recall what types of emails or what they're about?
Hold on. I'm going to look.
Okay.
Let's see. Most of them are like marketing type things. Sort of advertising, you know, kind of informational, you know, stuff from them, kind of.
Okay. And do you have, and I don't want to know what it is if you do, have you set up a username and password on the Vanguard site?
Yeah, I believe so, yeah.
Okay. All right. And when did you, do you recall when you did that?
When do I recall setting up the username and password?
Not when do you recall. When to the best of your recollection, when did you set that?
I think probably when I needed to sit down with the provider. I don't know that I had accessed my information online prior to that.
Okay. And when was that, you think?
When was that? So last summer or this past summer, so summer 2016.
Okay. All right. And I'm sorry, that was a planner that the employer had offered to, as a service,
yeah,
right?
Sure.
Not somebody that you went outside and contracted outside of.
Exactly.
Okay. All right. And hadn't done that, so you set up your account a year and a half ago, you enrolled in your account about a year and a half ago, hadn't gotten the account set up online until you were going to meet with your planner provided by the employer, your employer. What I want to, when you log in, can you see your balance?
I think so. Let me try.
Oh, okay. If you want to try. Don't tell me what it is.
Oh, no, of course not. No.
Yeah.
I'm not that stupid. let me see. It may. Okay, so the question is now, can I remember the password?
Oh, that's okay. That's okay if you can. Do you ever recall seeing your balance?
Do I ever recall seeing my balance? Yeah. I think that I can safely say.
Okay. So my question is, you had the account maybe about a year before you set up the online access. What I want you to do on that piece of paper and pen or pencil that you have, what I want you to do is write down the reason or reasons why, at least for the first give or take a year, you know, somewhat shy or a little more than a year that you had the account, you didn't register online until the summer. What were the reasons why you didn't? And just
why
write it down.
Okay.
Why you did not register. I understand why you did. Okay.
What I want to understand
is why you hadn't up until then.
Got
so
it.
Just write that down and let me know when you're done.
Okay.
All right. We're going to come back to that in a moment. But first I want to talk about something a little more broader, how you would describe your relationship with the Internet in general. I want you to fill in the blank. I am a blank user of the Internet.
Frequent?
All right. Tell me about your Internet usage.
I use it for work, for research, for recreation, for information gathering, for doing kind of you know, like both research for my job and personal research, like, you know, I need to find an electrician kind of thing. So pretty much everything.
Okay. What three, so thinking about personal side versus work, what three sites would you say you spend most of your time on?
Personal, you mean?
Yep.
Yeah. A lot of time on the New York Times website. Mm-hmm. A lot of time on Pitchfork Media, which is like a music and culture website.
Oh, what's it called?
Pitchfork.
Pitchfork, okay.
Yeah.
Cool, yeah.
And a lot of time on, what else? The Chronicle of Higher Education, which is kind of my industry journal. I spent a bunch of time reading that.
All right. Do you do any online shopping?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Any particular sites that you
frequent? Amazon.
Yep. And what about social media?
Oh, yeah. I didn't realize we were counting like categories like that. I'm not a Facebook person, but I am on Twitter.
Okay. All right. So share with me what you wrote down on the reasons why up until the point that you did register, you hadn't registered with Vanguard.com. What did you write down?
Sure, I wrote just being busy, starting a new job, you know, not necessarily other things going on that occupied my time and my mind. Didn't necessarily feel like I needed to at that moment in time, but also kind of what I was saying earlier, didn't necessarily want to know either.
Ah, so those are two very different things.
Yes.
You've talked about the didn't want to because it can be a little anxiety provoking.
Exactly.
Okay. The didn't need to. Tell me about that.
Because it's a retirement account, you know, I trust/hope that everything's going okay in it and I'm not going to need it immediately.
Mm-hmm.
Given my age. It's not something I feel I need to check up on a regular basis the way I would still need to check up on, say, my bank account.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, let's talk about your bank, your everyday banking, your primary banking. Who do you bank with?
Bank of America.
Okay. Do you do online banking?
Yes.
All right. And do you pay your bills online?
Yes.
And is that auto draft or a combination of you going in and telling it when to pay and what to pay and some automatically set up, or how do you do that?
It's a combination.
Okay. When you get a paper check, if you ever get a paper check, how do you deposit them?
Nowadays on my phone.
Okay, so you use their mobile app?
Yeah.
All right. Do you use any, when you pay other people, there's opportunities now like Venmo or QuickPay, like person-to-person apps? Do you use
No.
I'm sorry, you cut out.
No.
Okay. In your household, you said you're married, right? In your household,
yeah.
And I've talked to lots of different people, and there's lots of different models out there. In terms of day-to-day, in terms of roles and responsibilities when it comes to finances, there's the day-to-day cash management, and then there's the longer-term investing. How does that break down between you and your spouse?
I would say I do more of the day-to-day management, bill paying, And she is more of the long-term.
Okay. All right. Does she have access to your online, to your retirement account?
Yes. Oh, to mine?
Yeah. Have you
not, given it? I mean, she could.
Right.
It's something I had it, but it's not something like she checks out.
Right. And for the accounts at TIA Cref and TRO, do you have online accounts set up for them?
TIA Cref, yes. TRO, maybe so, yes.
Maybe so, yes.
Yes, which is
what does
I think
that mean?
So, but it means that A, it's the oldest because it's the oldest one. It's the one that I checked the least, and also it's so old that it was there, you know, before people did everything online. So I wasn't in the habit of checking online when it was my primary account.
Right, and the TIA CREF account, how often do you access that online?
How often do you access that online? The T-Row.
Oh, the one that, one of them you said yes, which was, I thought
right?
Yeah.
Yeah. How often? Maybe once every 6 months.
Okay. And what about, now I know it was just the summer and it's now December, since you set up the account to get information to provide to your planner at Vanguard.com, have you been back to the site?
Maybe once or twice, just to sort of check and make sure that nothing crazy had happened.
Okay, like what?
I don't know, like money was way down, I don't know. Uh-huh. These are my neuroses, I know, they're odd.
I'm sorry, what? I missed that?
These are my odd neuroses.
Oh, odd neuroses, is that where the worry comes in?
Yeah, I guess so.
Uh-huh. Okay. So if you wanted to check a balance, you would go back to the account.
Yes.
And check on that. All right. In thinking about your long-term retirement and finances, on a scale of 1 to 10, how confident do you feel that when it comes to making financial decisions about retirement and investing for your future, how confident do you feel? Where 10 is totally confident, you got this. 1 is not confident at all.
I'd say like a 6 or 7.
Okay. Give me a whole number. Which
7.
7. All right. Tell me the rationale behind that rating.
I feel like I will probably turn out with what I need, but I'm not 100% sure.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Right? It's not something that I feel completely confident about.
All right. What resources do you rely on or use? I understand you sat down with the planner that work provided. Other resources, either online, or do you work with any outside advisors or anything like that?
No. It's something my wife and I have been saying we need to do, but I haven't done yet.
Okay. What about online resources? Do you do any go-to sites or research on
When we were buying our new home, we did a bunch of looking around about kind of how, you know, affordability and what all that would mean. Mm-hmm. A little bit.
Okay. Do you have, in addition to your, I think you said Wells Fargo, Bank of America, which uses a primary bank, and you have your retirement accounts at 3 different places. Do you have any other investment accounts with any providers?
Investment accounts. No, I don't.
Okay. So recognizing that up until the summer you had not registered for Vanguard.com, and we talked about why. So and you've been there a few times, but your exposure you're not in it every day, right?
Right.
Are there any benefits or features that Vanguard.com could offer you that you would find compelling or important for you to visit it more frequently? And that's fine if there isn't, or if you can't think of it.
I don't think there is, no.
Okay.
No.
All right. I want to share with you a few things that it does allow you to do. You may be aware of these, you may not be aware of these, but I want to get your reaction to them.
Okay.
In terms of we're talking to a lot of Vanguard participants, that 401k, 403b participants, about Vanguard.com and whether or not features and benefits that it offers are compelling to people. And this isn't The question is not, is it a good idea? The question is about you, all right? Is this something that's important, compelling, motivating to you? So one of the things that it allows you to do, is, as you had suggested, is check your account balance and get other account information like your contributions, past statements, if you need them, plan rules. You can view the up-to-date performance because the paper statement only gives it to you as of when it was printed, right?
Right.
It allows you to make changes to your account, which is you want, if you wanted to change your contribution or where the funds are allocated or what funds to invest in or change your beneficiary or change your address, which is what you perhaps tried to do but then ended up calling or do you remember?
I wanted to do it on the phone, so I think I looked up the number and then called.
Right. And why did you want to do it on the phone versus online?
I mean, I'm a pretty digital person, but sometimes I just prefer to talk to somebody and get verbal confirmation that way.
All right. And along this, it also allows you to compare, research and compare investment options that are available in your plan and make changes to how and where your money is allocated among the funds that are available. So those features, anything compelling, important to you?
Yeah, I think the ability to change allocations is useful.
Mm-hmm.
It's not something I've felt the need to do yet, but I know that I will at some point. So it's good to know that I can do that.
Okay. When you chose the fund or funds that you're invested in currently, when you did that at the beginning, did you get any? How did you make that choice?
I think it's just like it's not an index fund, but it's like it's a fund that's targeted towards retirement in a certain number of years.
Right.
And that seemed to be kind of the easiest, most stable thing.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And is it all in that one fund?
I think if it isn't all there, the majority of it is. Yes.
Okay. Another thing it allows you to do is receive personalized suggestions on how you can increase your retirement savings and help put you on track towards having enough money for your retirement. Is that something that is, A, have you received anything like that, and is it something that you'd be interested in?
I don't think I've received it, but it's definitely something I would be interested in, yeah.
Okay, why?
Because I think that would be helpful and probably help me feel more in control of things.
Mm-hmm. Tell me about that in control, helping me feel more in control. Talk to me about that.
Knowing what choices I have, and being able to act on them in a way that I'm in control, but yet it's control, but it's not like, here are all these 8 million things you can choose from.
Yeah.
That's something that I like.
Okay. It also offers financial tools like calculators to help you make the best decision and plan for retirement.
Okay, that's a good thing.
That is a good thing. Okay, why?
Yeah. Why? Because it seems like it would be good, probably good, good information, probably fairly easy to generate.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. When you sat down with your planner, did that person do anything like that with you or talk to you about?
I think they did, but in a fairly, in an overall way, not super, super in depth or in detail.
Okay. It also has you can access online education like articles, videos, webinars to learn more about saving for retirement, finances, and investment.
Okay.
Is that something that would interest you or no?
No, I can't say that that's something I would do a whole lot. I mean, that's probably a degree of depth that I probably would not do.
Because?
Right now, it's not a primary primary concern, but it's not a high enough priority for me to invest that amount of time in it.
Right. Okay. All right. I never want to assume I know the answer.
Okay.
So that's why. I mean, I really, what I do for a living is ask why and because Because the what's, the yeses and nos, that can be get, we can get those through surveys, but this goes a little deeper. So that's
right.
Why I'm being repetitive when I'm asking why.
No, I agree. I'm a teacher, so I know all about asking questions.
Oh, right. You ask, that's right. That's what you do for a living, too.
Yeah.
It does also allow you, if you needed to or wanted to, take a loan from your account. I don't know, you know, if that's something that would be important to you.
Potentially, yeah.
Okay. A few other features. It allows you to go paperless and stop receiving the printed statements. What you would instead receive an email from Vanguard notifying your statement is available to view online. And then if you want to print it out, certainly for those who like hard copies, you can.
Right.
Or download it and save it somewhere. How do you feel about that?
That's good, right? I mean, I think I, even though it's a weird paradox, but I like the feeling of receiving the paper. I also, you know, tend to lose them, and knowing that I can access them that way and uh-huh. receive them that way is a good one, good thing.
Right. What do you do when you said you open some of them, you don't open all of them, when you do open them, what do you do with your paper statements now?
Put them in a large box.
Mm-hmm. Large box as in a garbage box or a
no,
file.
No, just like a bin of paper. Yeah, a filing box, yeah.
Okay, all right. A large box could be a dumpster, I suppose, right?
That's true.
So something that interesting what you said, even if you didn't go paperless and you lost it, it would be good to know you could get. And that was another feature I was talking about. Even if you didn't go paperless, you could print out past statements if you needed one, if you had lost them. And it does have a mobile app that has the same functionality as the website. I don't know if that would be of interest to you or not.
Potentially, yeah.
Okay. And the other thing, and security hasn't come up as an issue, I talk to a lot of people, and some people are cautious about doing online banking or having financial services providers, accounts with financial services providers online. That hasn't come up as an issue within our discussion today, but I do want to let you know that they have an enhanced security feature that you can opt into if you want it, that after you type in your username and password, it would send a code to your phone, and then you type that in as a further level of security, so they know that it's you.
Okay.
I don't know if that's something. I have all different types of reactions on that. How is that something that would be of interest or important to you?
It's not something that I feel the need to do, but I think it's good that it's there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think security is a good thing.
Okay. All right. So just to wrap up here, had the account for a year and a half. You didn't set up the online access until you needed to from your financial, because you were meeting with the financial planner. Haven't been to it all that much since.
Right.
Would you have, if you hadn't had to sit down with the financial planner, do you think you would have set up an account?
Not until I needed to get information immediately for some other reason. I don't know what that would be.
Right, okay. And the reason being, just to reiterate, the reason being almost on when you needed information, that would be the trigger. And it was the trigger.
Yeah.
Right, okay. What, if anything, could Vanguard do to... either anything that I've talked about thus far or something else to get you to have an active online account? Because even if you have one, you don't know what the password is, it sounds like.
Right, exactly.
So it's kind of like not, it's not, I would call it, it's not active for you. What, anything Vanguard could do that either that we talked about or something else that you might have thought of that would compel you to be more active with your online account?
I think if I got more targeted, personalized, not personalized, but like emails that actually had information pertinent to my account.
Mm-hmm.
And I imagine, you know, like I know that, you know, my bank account, you know, like if I go below certain balance, I can get email for that. But like,
right.
So it wouldn't obviously be the same thing, but something like that that hadn't mm-hmm. had information specific to my balance or, you know, the way certain funds had been moving, things like that. Not
right.
necessarily an alert, but kind of an update.
Right. Kind of like what I had talked about, the personalized suggestions on
yeah,
where you
yeah.
are with your account. And, mm-hmm.
Yeah, to have those kind of come to me, I think mm-hmm. would be a good thing.
Okay. And recognizing that they can do that now, but the only way they can do it is if you have an active online account. So maybe for whatever reason it doesn't think you're active if you're not getting them, or maybe you didn't opt in for email, because that's another thing. I think even if you have an account, you have to say you want to receive things like that and opt in.
Got it. Because
they don't want to be too intrusive, right?
Right.
All right. You know, at the beginning, you shared with me your top-of-mind associations with Vanguard, and you wrote them down and you shared them with me. And looking at that list, now that we've talked a little bit more about Vanguard and Vanguard.com, any ways your perceptions of Vanguard has changed? Any words you would add or take away?
I don't know. I mean, I guess, you know, I would add information, right, that it's possible that there is access to information that I could take more advantage of.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Weren't aware that it was there, or just didn't think about it before?
Didn't think about it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. We are done.
Okay.
I want to thank you so much for... you know what? I'm thinking of one more question as I'm saying this.
Sure, absolutely.
If short of having this conversation, which has been delightful, what could Vanguard.com have done in terms of letting you know about this? Kind of, you know, bringing it top of mind that here's everything out on the website. Here's the reason to be more active. What would have been the best way to communicate that to you?
I don't know.
Or make you aware.
I mean, I guess email, mm-hmm. or you know, the ability to do, you know, to something that was really like a very targeted, focused snapshot if and when I logged into the site. But obviously,
mm-hmm.
you know, I have to log into the site.
Yeah, right. That's a catch-22. right. Okay. All right. We are done. I want to thank you so much for your time today. It's been very insightful.
Absolutely.
Smith Research will be sending you out your honorarium in the mail.
And okay.
I wish you the best of luck with your current employer, educational. I don't know where it is, whether it's a university
yep.
or college institution. That's a good word. And enjoy the rest of your day. It's been a delight talking to you.
Thank you so much. You too.
Thanks. Bye now.
Bye-bye.